AM 560, The Answer. Prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. You've tuned into Black and Right. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. And leading that revolution are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Black and Right. I am Charles. John is out today. I was out last week, spending the Thanksgiving weekend with family. And as I often do when I'm out, when I come back, instead of the themes that I usually talk about, we cover a lot of issues, broad-based issues for a whole hour or a longer segment. I like to talk about the current events and talk about what's been happening. And I want to start with Kamala Harris dropping out of the presidential election. I found that there was an interesting response to her dropout, listening to the media and reading articles. What they said the problem was racism and some sexism. They blamed America and they blamed Trump. They blamed Republicans. I heard some blame men because she was a woman. But what I found interesting is no one blamed Kamala Harris, her past performance or her performance as a candidate, which is weird because she had to play some part in that. And no one blamed an interesting culprit that I want to talk about. So give us a call, 312-642-5600, and let's talk about one of my favorite topics being intersectionality. I'm always talking about how I think that is something that will help conservatives in the long run, because we are so fractured and so focused on identity politics today that no one is really noticing that the bigger push that we have for that, what happens is at some point, our egos set in and our personal beliefs and tribalism, and we go to our own team and we end up having this interfighting between each other. So I want to talk about that. So what I find interesting is nobody blamed Democrats, right? So when you're blaming Trump or Republicans and things of that nature and men, I think they forget that this is a Democrat primary. So when they were polling people and she was polling so low overall and amongst blacks, they were only polling Democrats. So what you're saying when you say the country is racist, really you're saying the Democrat Party is racist because they poll Democrats and they want to know parts of Kamala Harris. But the racism calls are interesting, too, because just on the Democrat side, the last president was a black man and their last nominee was a woman. So you kind of have to ask yourself, if they had a problem with women, would they have nominated Hillary Clinton last time? And if they have a problem with blacks, would they nominate Barack Obama? And the country elected Barack Obama. So it's an interesting take, but I saw pundits on MSNBC and CNN and all over the place saying that this is the reason why she failed. And then it went on. So I guess they have a debate coming up soon, and the rules change for each debate. And this one is they're taking the top six. So Cory Booker got on TV and said that he's concerned that the Democrat primary is losing its diversity. And there's a good chance that, you know, he's scraping and fighting to get on that stage. But if he doesn't make the stage, it could be all white people on the stage. Oh, no. So you have to, you know, it makes you wonder, is that a problem? Like, is it I guess the thing is, are they looking at, because when I look at a presidential race on both sides, I think that all the candidates are coming in because they have something to offer. And the point is to hear what they have to say, decide which one is most qualified to be the president and vote for them. But it sounds like what they're doing is kind of like the old Rooney rule in football, how we like diversity, but we don't really mean it. It's dressing. So we want to throw blacks and women a bone. So what we should do is just that flood the nominating process with people of all different ethnicities, black women and all this stuff, just to give them in there and say, see, we considered them. But then when it comes down to, OK, now it's time to really pick a nominee, go down to the white people and decide which of the white people we're going to pick. I don't think that's the way it should be, but it seems that that's what's happening. So now there's, because when Corey says there'll be six people, and none of them will be black. But then if you ask them, they'll say it's not about race and the nominee doesn't have to be black. So if the nominee doesn't have to be a minority, you just want one of the six. So you want one of the 15 to be black, and then you want one of the six to be black, and maybe you want one of the last two. But if we don't pick the black person, that's fine. But they needed to. So who gets to decide how far along the black or the woman candidate needs to be before the country or the party isn't racist? Now, I'm not here to defend the Democrats, but I will say that the Democrats say they care about diversity, but if they really want, it seems like their end goal should be to beat Trump. Trump is bad, orange man bad. Who's the best guy to beat, best guy or girl to beat Trump? So if that person's white, even technically, even if they're not qualified, if that's the best chance we got to beat Trump, that's who we go with. But we play these games along the way saying, no, let's make sure that debate stays as a diverse hue of colors, but we don't need to take them all serious. And that's a problem. So we need to ask ourselves if that's the case and then look at it and say, what is it that the Democrats are trying to accomplish? Are they trying to pick the best person? Are they trying to just throw some people out there to say, look at me, you know, we're open to everybody, but then they're not really open to everybody. And in that case, does that make them any better than what people say about the Republicans? So they say the Republicans start off with a bunch of white people, which is not the case because that didn't happen in 16, but that's the way they framed it. They start off with a bunch of white people. They end up with a white person. The Democrats start off with a bunch of white people and they end up with a white person. So is it really different? Isn't it just them saying this is what we want? And I think that's important because I don't think blacks really look at this the way that the media is framing it. So I think there's a problem that they still don't get, which in the next segment, I'm going to talk to someone who can kind of, you know, we're going to talk and we're going to kind of drag that out and talk about those issues concerning the black community there. But she was polling poorly in the black community, and so is Corey. So on the one hand, the party saying we want diversity, and black voters are saying they want diverse candidates and a black candidate, but then the black candidates polled low. So the country and the Republicans are racist because the black candidates polled low, but they were only polling amongst Democrats. And then when they polled black Democrats, these candidates didn't do that well. Why is, you have to ask the black voters why Biden was polling better than these two candidates. And my belief is specifically to Kamala Harris is that it has nothing to do with her race and her gender. It has to do with her record. So for the woke liberals and then for the pro-blacks who care about how blacks are being treated, they're not stupid. They make the mistake of thinking we don't really know what's going on. There's a good percentage of blacks who pay attention to what's going on. So if I'm not a Democrat, but if I'm a black Democrat, pro-black, care about what's happening to the black community, think the criminal justice system needs to be reformed, have all these types of issues, think the system is locking up our black men. So you trot out this one of my sisters as a Democrat candidate for president. She's a member of a black sorority. She did all the right things. She's got the look. She's got a law degree. She looks good on paper, so the media props her up. But we look at her and say, well, excuse me, Democrat Party. Kamala was locking up all my brothers in California. You know, her record is clear. It's easy to find. And so my personal belief is that Tulsi Gabbard did something amazing and no one really noticed it. So what happened was, if you remember back in the first and second debate, Tulsi went after her and her record and pointed out some specific things she did. And it made news for a day or two and it kind of fizzled out. What I saw, I said then, though, I said it's kind of like those old really cool cheesy Japanese movies you watch where this lone samurai is out there and he's taking on all these people. He's like a renegade vigilante. And he gets into a battle with some people and he has his sword and he chops up one of the guys and he's like dead man walking. He's walking. He looks fine. You don't see the cuts. And then all of a sudden, he just collapsed and dies. That's what Tulsi did to Kamala when she attacked her. It brought a shining light on what she had done. And the black community decided we're not going to have any of that. So we're going to take your calls after this and talk more about the diversity of the Democrat candidates. 312-642-5600. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Charles here, sitting in for Charles and sitting in for John. And we're talking about the diversity in the Democratic side of the presidential race. And I want to go to Al, who I believe is in Chicago, who has a comment on Kamala Harris. Al, welcome to Black and Right.
Joe, thank you for having me on the show. We miss you. John today. That is my buddy.
Yeah.
But I think a community is suffering from Obama fatigue. When you put a lot of eggs in that basket, it's tough for anybody to garner up the same enthusiasm to get excited for. And that's Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, or whoever, even Andrew Yang or Buttigieg. It's tough after we put a lot of energy into that last administration to all of a sudden pull our bootstraps up to get, and I say I'm not saying are, but people to pull their bootstraps up and get excited again.
Well, I definitely agree with that. I think that it's kind of like, as a community, black community, we were kind of holding our breath, hopeful it would happen, but like, yeah, it's not going to happen, or it will happen, but won't happen for 50 years, and then it happened. So you have this sigh of relief. It's like, okay, you check that box and move on. But for those people, but you got to also look at this. So you're 100% right. But the issue is for the people who are paying attention and care about what's going on. And, you know, we've been seeing these protests and this anti-Trump movement is supposed to be getting people riled up. So people are engaged. They know they have to vote. They're looking at what's out there. They like diversity. They want this. They want that. So why? So you keep in mind when you're polling the people who are calling themselves, you know, voters who are engaged, who are planning to vote. Yes, I'm planning to vote. And of those people, why can't Kamala or Cory get a decent percentage of the black vote in those polls?
And that's that, you know, New Jersey, California, so distant off of the Midwestern map, the rural map, it will always be tough for those people to really relate to the core black people in urban America. Even with Kamala's track record, and, you know, she did come in with a lot of baggage with Willie Brown and all that stuff, and being a prosecutor. But, you know, she just wasn't powerful enough as a figure to garner this that type of response that she wanted. That's really how I felt.
Well, I appreciate that, Al, and thanks for calling. Now, I asked somebody to call me, and it should be really fun and interesting. It's a friend of mine I grew up with. As another friend puts it, you know, we've known each other so long, I don't remember not knowing him. And I wanted him to call because when you listen to what people think about what the black voters believe and what people think about Republicans and Democrats in the black community, you get a certain segment of the population, a really, really small percentage. Those buttoned up guys you see on CNN and Fox who are black independents and Democrats saying this is what we think don't really speak the way the black people that I know and I grew up with think. Now, we don't agree on everything politically, but when you take the parties off the table, a lot of our conversation seems to blend in together. And I think that people need to hear what those beliefs are and how we approach things from a political standpoint. So I want my friend Chevis to join the show. Chevis, welcome to Black and Right.
Heaven, Charles.
Why are you sounding so mellow?
Because I'm at peace.
Well, what's up, man? I wanted you to come on and talk like we talk all the time. Like I said, Chevis and I sit around with a big pot of coffee and we just talk about life and the world and what's going on. And what I hear a lot is that blacks think this about the Republicans, and a lot of those stereotypes are true, but I think they're way off base about what black people think about the Democrat Party. So tell me what your two cents are.
About what I think about the Democrat Party in this upcoming election, I believe that the black folks, much like your first call that said, we do not have a person that we believe in so strongly that we just all flock towards them. I think that the field is broad and it's too many selections. So in a sense, I'm upset and kind of saddened that Kamala is no longer running, but I'm also happy and pleased that the field is actually thinning down. Mm-hmm. Because if we do not all concentrate ourselves towards a particular candidate, I believe that the person that is currently in office,
you can say
has
it.
A strong man. Okay,
you need to talk to me like you normally talk to me. I don't know who this guy is.
Oh man, but I believe that if folks don't come together and choose a particular candidate for the Democratic Party, that Trump gonna mess around and win again.
Well, see, here's
and
the thing, though.
That's gonna be the worst thing.
But let's step back, though, because I want to talk the parties in general with you, because
okay. The
thing is, so you and I obviously don't agree on everything. Most people don't. I'm a
That's
conservative.
Right.
I don't know what you are really. Maybe we can figure that out here too. You're like most black people. You're somewhere floating in the middle, and that's the point I'm trying to make. That I think that the media doesn't understand. I think the Democrats and the Republicans fail on this point. We know the Republicans do no outreach. But what I think is, tell me if I'm wrong there. Here, let me help you guide you a little bit. I'm not putting words in your mouth. You can disagree with me. But what I draw from our previous conversations is that most black people really don't like Trump at all. Right. They're also don't trust the Republicans, but they're not thinking that all Republicans are racist like they say on TV. They're saying Republicans out for rich folk and that ain't my interest. So do your thing. But that's not for me. The Democrats are supposed to be for the little guy. But they also see that the Democrats have been failing. So now they're looking at it, waking up saying, well, hey, Republicans aren't promising me anything. I don't expect them to give me anything. But the Democrats are promising me stuff and not giving me anything. So I'm pretty much screwed both ways. And so now it's all about me, and I need to figure out what I can do to help myself because I can't rely on either one of them to do it. What do you say about that?
All right. Knowing you and having had conversations with you, I believe you to be on the conservative Republican side.
Mm-hmm.
However, you are not necessarily a Trump supporter.
Right.
Your argument is against the left.
Right.
Now, as black people, with Trump being a Republican and being the president and being somebody that most of us would never, ever support because of all the dirty deeds that he's done, we see him as the Republican Party, and we would never support anybody that will support him or turn a blind eye towards the things that he is doing.
Right.
Now, when you, and I speak to you and I think about you and the Republican Party, you more of a Republican that's along the lines of the ideology of the party of Lincoln. But Trump does not represent that type of ideology or thought process.
Right. But you're still focusing too much on Trump. I want to know what the average black person thinks about the Democrats. I know what you think about Trump.
Okay.
What I'm trying to prove the point is that most of them, it doesn't, because they hate Trump, doesn't mean they go around saying the Democrats is my salvation. They're great. And I like everything they say. Right.
Well, In my opinion, the Democrats, the black folks, middle class, middle upper class, mm-hmm. Maybe even lower socioeconomical class, we see the Democratic Party as when they are in power as an opportunity for economic growth an advancement.
I disagree.
I feel like it's a lot of funding and programs that are offered during the time when the Democrats are in party, in office. The way that I see it is when the Republicans, when they are in charge, there's a very divisive line as between the haves and the have-nots. I do not see the Republicans as really racist. I see them seeing the color of green.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As long as you can afford this $1,000 ticket to this banquet or this fundraiser that we're giving, you are welcome. We welcome all colors and all races and religions and all of that.
As long as you have the money, is what you're saying.
As long as you have the money.
But you're still focusing too much on the Republican Party, I mean, as opposed to the Democrats. That's the part where I disagree with you. The point is to get people to understand. I already know how most black people think about the Republican Party. That's for the Republicans to fix. The issue is what the Democrats are doing and aren't doing, and that people are starting to realize how they're failing. We're up against the break, so we're going to have to pick this up later. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but get into the impeachment fiasco. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
And now, more of Black and Right on AM 560. Here are your hosts, Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right. This is Charles Love here, and we're talking about diversity in the Democrat Party's candidates, and Kamala Harris dropping out of the race, and Lewis from the South Side wanted to talk about both Kamala and Cory Booker. Lewis, welcome to Black and Right.
Good afternoon, sir. Dr. King once said, "Don't judge me by the color of my skin, but by the contents of my character." In that, I refer to Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. Okay, even though they might be black, when Dr. King was making that statement, he said, "Don't look at the color of their skin, but whatever the contents of their character is." Okay, and Kamala Harris, Her character was that she would lock up her own people.
That's what I said.
And she had locked up a lot of black people in California.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's why she only had 5% of the black vote, you know.
Yeah, that's what
people
I was saying.
Supporting her.
Don't you think
and,
that?
And another thing, she said that she wouldn't prosecute people who entered the country illegal, you know, what they call them, illegal aliens.
Right.
She wouldn't prosecute them.
Mm-hmm.
But yet she prosecuted her own people, you know. And Cory Booker, he said, he made a statement as far as gender identity, LGBTQT,
mm-hmm.
and now they got a new one called non-binary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you don't even have to declare that you're a man or a woman, you
right.
know.
Right.
And so Cory Booker said that he would support a man having an abortion. Now, how is a man going to have an abortion, you know?
Right. You're right. But so what do you say about those, what I was talking about? You're making my point. I totally agree. When I watched the media, what I heard none of this, even from the black Democrat pundits on TV. What I heard was, well, it's because one guy actually said the country's racist. And we said, how? We're talking about the black voters in the Democrat side. And he said, well, they're afraid. They want to vote for Kamala or Cory, but they're afraid of what the white Democrats might do. So if the white Democrats look like they're not really going to give them a chance, and they say, what's the point? That's crazy. We know why they didn't vote for him. They didn't vote for him because they didn't do anything.
Right, and they don't represent the black people, you know, because black people ain't gonna fall for the okey-doke like that, you know, and nothing that the Democratic Party is offering is representing the black people, you know.
See, what I was trying to get my friend to say. He was being all shy, like I'm trying to be even keel. No, say what you normally say. Whatever you think about the Democrats, let's not pretend that the Democrats, about what the Republicans, let's not pretend that the Democrats are perfect. Let's not pretend that when Democrats are in office, we're all eating steak. Because that's not true.
Right. And another thing is that the Democrats are making the black people out to be victims, and they trying to make white people out to be, you know, what they call it,
the savior,
white privilege, you know.
Yeah.
And white people don't have white privilege, you know. It's just that white people are white people, you know. And you can't and another thing that Dr. King said, he said that no proclamation, emancipation can free the right. black man, that the black man has reached out into his soul and signed on the dotted line for his own, right. you know,
so let me ask you
freedom,
this question,
you know.
Quick,
and so what
seconds.
He was saying is that the black
Lewis.
Man is not a victim.
You're right, but let me ask you this question real quick. So you quoted King twice. So where would King be in the Democrat Party today? Or forget about a party political. If he was saying those same things today, what would the Democrats say about them? Because the black community needs to really focus on that. If King were here today saying the same things, that we all honor him and look up to him like he was great and said these things matter and we believe these things. But if anybody said those things today, we call them, you know, all kind of names and we shout them out of society. You can't say we're all equal and don't look at the color of the skin, but the content of the character. Thank you for calling. Let me go to Zip in Hyde Park. Zip, you're on Black and Right.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Zip Sistrunk.
That's right. This is a great conversation and I love it.
So what are your thoughts? I see you say that
we need
family values in the black community, right?
And that's what the Republican Party offers the African American community. And that's what the African-American community has got to start listening to, that music and not that junk music that the Democratic Party has put on us since Johnson.
But don't you think that puts the Republican Party at a disadvantage? Because, you know, it's like I got a spoonful of the medicine you need and they got a spoonful of candy. Right. So until the Republicans learn how to get me to eat, to take this medicine, everybody's going to go for the candy.
Yeah, and the candy's not good for you. I take the medicine. See, here's the thing. The Republicans have a couple of core values that I'm very interested in the black community. I don't want you to read the Republican core book. Just open it up, and what are you going to see? Family values? If you have kids, take care of your families. See, in the 60s, the Democrats ran the daddy out of the household. And the Republicans are going to welcome the African-American family back, dad back into the family.
Well, I appreciate
pushing,
that, Ziff.
You're on the right
calling.
Track.
I appreciate that. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
We now return to Black and Right on AM 560. Here are Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Charles here, talking about the Democrats and their diversity problem. It is kind of funny. The callers have been great, but it's interesting. The Democrats have long, for the last few years, been bragging about their rainbow color of people and diversity, even though they all think the same, but they look different and all these things. And now they're going to end up looking just like the Republican Party. And they are, a lot of people, especially in the media on the left, are freaking out about it. A quick thing, I went to get some water during the break. And I was looking up at the news and they had a picture of Michael Bloomberg. He's in the news now because he is apologizing for a comment he made about Cory Booker. And it's funny. It's like nothing changed in the party over the last, you know, 10 to 12 years, because Biden, who ended up being Obama's vice president and is currently the front runner, I guess. I can't keep up. Maybe it's Elizabeth Warren, but currently a viable candidate for the Democrat nomination for the presidency. Could be go down to the wire with Michael Bloomberg, who's also in the race on the Democratic side. And we would have one guy who called Obama articulate for a black man. Against another guy who called Booker well-spoken for a black man. So they are, he's backpedaling and that kind of thing. You know, your typical, I didn't really mean it, but it's funny, you know. So it seems like this push for diversity doesn't really mean anything. And we get back to common sense views like my own, none of that means anything regardless of, I mean, you have to ask yourself this, even if you're on the left, if you're a liberal or if you're far left, regardless of whether this candidate is black or white, you have to ask yourself, would you rather have the white candidate who is willing to take the country in the direction you think it needs to be, whether it's on the left or the right, or the black candidate, the diversity candidate, who has the total, completely wrong ideas about the country, but he's black. So, I mean, faced with that dilemma, now, obviously, when you bring parties into the mix, people get partisan. So if I'm a Democrat and my choice is this person and Trump, I'm probably going to go with this person because I don't like Trump. But this is a primary. So I got options. So if I'm a black man and I'm going to and somebody's calling me up talking about, okay, who are you supporting? And I look at it and I'm a liberal and I'm looking at who's out there. It's like, yeah, who's going to beat Trump? I hate Trump. I'm a liberal. I think Elizabeth Warren, you know, is going to hurt my money. You know, Kamala locks up too many black people. Corey and T-Bone are a joke. You know, and they look out there and they say, you know, if they're really left, they say Bernie or Yang, or they may say, you know, I like the honesty of Tulsi Gabbard or whatever the case may be, or I think Biden can win, so I go with Biden. That's the reason why that person won't say, well, I'm black, therefore Kamala Harris. So, but to have the media say it's because the country's racist, wait a minute. If it's because the country's racist, you really mean it's because the Democrats are racist, because the Republicans have nothing to do with that primary. So I think that it's important that we understand that the media has an agenda, and the way they're framing this makes absolutely no sense. So I didn't even talk about anything else in regards to the Democrat Party or the candidates or their issues. It's just the fact that they think that Kamala Harris dropping out proves something negative racially for the country and for the Democrat Party just doesn't make any sense. I mean, and she said the same thing when she knew that she was in trouble. She was doing interviews and she's like, I think, you know why I'm struggling. And the interviewer said, are you saying this because you're black and because you're a woman? And she said, yeah. And they said, but Barack Obama was black. Yeah, but he wasn't a woman. Hillary Clinton was a woman. Yeah, but she wasn't black. You know, I got two strikes against me. No one's going to take me seriously. So a lot of people have to look at that and say, there's a problem in that candidate. If you're running for the highest office and you think you're qualified, you're spending the time and the resources and the money, and you were former attorney general of the largest state in the country, you have a law degree, and you are still hanging your emotions and your feelings and your accomplishments on the fact that, first and foremost, I'm a black woman, so I'm strong and I'm capable, but anytime I fail, it's because I'm a black woman and it's not because of the way I ran my campaign or, you know, my past as attorney general. You have a problem. Let's go to Tim in DeKalb. Tim, you're on Black and Right.
Hey, good afternoon. I just heard your show for the first time today, and I wanted to call because, as I see it, I study a lot of stuff about gun control, and Democratic Party, to me, when I look at cities they live in, the cities they run, the towns they run, it just seems to be completely bad for African Americans, for black people. And I've just wonder why African Americans flock to the Democratic Party or claim to be Democrats when the Democratic Party has done nothing but shove them out or price them out of every place that they live. I actually live in Ogle County, not Cal. Mm-hmm. But, and we have a lot of black people are moving out here because of they're being pushed out of the city financially.
Right.
And they're like, wow, it's wonderful out here. You know, the people are great. The prices are, you know, really nice for homes, this, that, and the other thing. The neighborhoods are great. We just seem to be fitting in well. And I'm like, well, that's real America.
Well, no, thanks, Tim. We're coming up to the heartbreak. I'm glad you listened for the first time. Come back every week, 1 to 3. But I will say to what you just said, that's important. But what you need to do, your job is to tell them that you lose this if you go back to voting for Democrats. Coming up, we're going to talk about the impeachment hearings. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Last segment here in the first hour. And what a way to end it. We have Verlon from the South Side on the line. Verlon, welcome to Black and Right.
How you doing, brother?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, I want to correct the record first. When you said that Biden called Obama articulate, well, he really said he's clean.
Oh, yeah.
Articulate.
You're right.
And can speak in a Negro dialect if he chooses.
When he needs to.
Right. So that means he's dirty, but he's smart. And he can speak in two different languages, I guess, mm-hmm. as far as he's concerned. But I wanted to sum up
but
the liberal ideology.
Wait a minute, real quick. He's still more black than Kamala is.
Yeah, but he's still more black than Kamala is, it's crazy. But I want to sum up the liberal ideology. The liberal ideology isn't diversity. It's multiculturalism. And it's anti-Americanism. They want to tear this country down, recreate it in their own image, an image that we won't recognize nor understand.
Right.
And that's as simply put as I can put it.
That's true. So let me ask you this. So if they're claiming to be diverse, and now they're clamoring when you watch the news because there are not enough non-white folks on the stage. But here, let's go back. Let's change it. Here's the funny thing. So they're clamoring saying, we're supposed to be the party of diversity, and oh no, we might have a bunch of white people on stage. Did they forget about Tulsi Gabbard? Did they forget about Yang? Did they forget about all these people?
Well,
so are they saying
I don't think
black,
they forgot
white?
About them, but they know they're not elected.
Neither is Cory Booker.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You're right. But they understand that that's the reason why they're trying to impeach our president. Because it's even House Representative members, some black ones, that stood up and said, "What we won't win unless we try to get this guy out of office."
Oh my God,
because
he's going to win. Let's
beat
get him
everybody
out.
We got.
You're right. They said, "Oh my God, he's going to win. We got to get him out by hook or crook."
That's right. That's right. So this is their only shot, which is no shot.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a shot. Honestly, I don't know what people are worried about. Trump's going to win in the landslide come November. I'm telling you, he's going to win in the landslide. All of this is a bunch of kabuki theater. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried in the least.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm not worried in the
least. So the Democrats are worried. They need somebody. So you agree that none of these people they currently have poses a real threat?
Right.
So they need somebody else. Who's that going to be? Oh, at first, do you believe that somebody else is going to get in?
Yeah. I'm starting to think Hillary's going to make another run for it.
I said that
and I'm hoping,
2 months
I'm hoping
ago, and they
does.
Said I was crazy.
No, you're not crazy. Now, the people that are saying Michelle Obama might make a run for it, I think they're a little bird that flew over cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, because Michelle's not going to do it.
Hillary? No, Michelle's not going to do it. But Hillary, she's going to go for it.
I think so. I mean, and if we're wrong, if I'm wrong, I don't think I'm wrong that it's somebody's. And look at how quick Patrick came in, because somebody with Democrat money on the sideline and power realized none of these people work. So they threw Deb Patrick out there. Okay, that didn't work. Michael Bloomberg, right now he's got a shot. Pretty soon he's going to fizzle, and then they have to go with someone else. But I think someone else is coming, and it'd be interesting to just sit there and see who it is. But thanks, Verlon. Stay on. I mean, or stay. Keep listening. You might want to call back when we start talking about impeachment, because this is something that's going to shock you. I am actually going to defend your president somewhat in the next segment. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're talking impeachment. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.